أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يلحدون في آياتنا لا يخفون علينا أفمن يلقى في النار خير أم من يأتي آمنا يوم القيامة اعملوا ما شئتم إنه بما تعملون بصير. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those who denied Allah and they worshipped the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever worships anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be worshipping the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is open kufr, that is open disbelief. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about those who possibly have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then after bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they tamper with the verses of the Quran in its interpretation, in its meaning, and may Allah ta'ala save us from that. And in that way, they begin to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا لَا يَخْفَوْنَ عَلَيْنَا. Certainly those who crookedly understand or distorts our verses, لَا يَخْفَوْنَ عَلَيْنَا, they are not hidden from us, they are not hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we speak about the distorting of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insofar as the ulama are concerned, they will be of various categories. One is what is accepted, one which is absolutely without any doubt, no ambiguity whatsoever, accepted by the whole ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then if somebody distorts the meaning of the Quran Kareem, then that will be regarded as open kufr, open disbelief. For example, there is absolutely no dispute, there is absolutely no ambiguity with regards to the 5-time salat. And if anybody then begins to interpret the Quran Kareem otherwise, and that person tells us that there are 6 salat a day, or that person tells us that Fajr is not 2 rakats, but 4 rakats or 1 rakat, and openly begins to distort the meanings of the verses of the Quran or the words of the Quran Kareem, then obviously that person has committed open kufr. But then there will be other times when a person will begin to distort other aspects of the Quran Kareem that are not so open, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those types of people also in this ayat, and that will be regarded as hypocrisy, that will be regarded as hidden kufr in the hearts of those people. The ulama have also explained that when we look at the previous revelations, the Torah, the Injil, etc., then we will find that in those kitabs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it in the tongue of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam of those particular times. And the first point of a person deviating from the path of Allah, from the kitab of Allah, the first point of departure and deviation was that they began to misinterpret the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that particular time. And we saw that type of distortion had led to then eventually the words of those kitabs also being changed. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this very clear that there will be absolutely no distortion. The distorting of the Quran Kareem will lead a person to disbelief, will lead a person to kufr. لا يخفون علينا, and that is not hidden from us. It is not hidden from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well. So again, we come to this very, very important point that in this era, in this time, when people try to distort the meaning of the Quran, they try to misrepresent, misinterpret the meaning of the verses of the Quran Kareem, we should exercise caution. We should be very, very guarded with regards to this matter, who we take our knowledge from, where do we get the knowledge of deen from. All this becomes very, very relevant. And of course, it is our responsibility to guard ourselves from those that deviate from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So outwardly a person will be in the garb of Islam. Outwardly a person will have titles of scholars of Islam, but inwardly they are deviating us from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَمَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ خَيْرٌ أَمَّنْ يَأْتِي آمِنًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Is that person that will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam better than that person that comes on the day of Qiyamah, Aminan, safe and secure in peace? Who is a better person? That in actual fact is a very, very clear answer, that the person that was safe insofar as his iman was concerned, his iman remained intact in this world, he brought perfect belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he believed in the Quran, he believed in the nubuwwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he believed in the words of the Quran, he believed in the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam without any doubt whatsoever. There was no distorting of any verses, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows us the ultimate, the consequences of our belief and the consequences of our doings in this material world. And it becomes very clear from here that there are times when a person may not be able to abide by the commandments of Allah. Obviously, there's no excuses. We cannot justify the actions of that person. But then that person realizes his own weakness and he attributes it to his own deficiency, his own weakness. He may ask and he seeks Allah for strength. He makes tawbah. That is a better way to do things than a person that is unable to practice on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in order to justify his wrongs and his doings, he begins to tamper with the words of the Quran, or the meaning of the Quran, or the interpretation of the Quran, or the translation of the Quran. We'll find that there are two different and vast differences between the two groups of people. اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ. So those that are distorting, those that are misinterpreting, those that are misrepresenting the Quran, for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ. Do whatever you desire. And here, do whatever you desire is not a license for one to do wrong, but here is in actual fact like how we say to people when one is now on the wrong path, we will say to that person, do what you like, do as you will. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to them, do whatever you want to. Innahu bima ta'maluna basir. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds whatever you do. So there in the top of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the distorting, and here Allah ta'ala speaks about the actions. And it is very clear then that a person will misrepresent, misguide others, misguide themselves also, and then the practices will be against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that in the garb of deen, people can also be deviated. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.